Thank you. You're my only true sweet one. With my all, I call you my sweet one. From far away, I'll say your name. Oh, with you, I travel thick. And with you, I thought you'd travel thin. And all the spaces in between. I travel with you, you're my sweet one.
But for now, I must sit here and ponder the yonder. Herbivores ate well, cause their food never ever runs.
My sweet one, I call you my sweet one. You're my only true sweet one. With my all, I call you my sweet one. From far away, I say your name.
No introduction. The squirming coil of sunset within my reach, tried yesterday to get away and hitchhiked to the beach. I saw Satan on the beach trying to catch a ray. He wasn't quite the speed of light, and the squirming coil, it got away. Thank you.
call me Burn the Whale. Marcus Gruff and go to jail. Boys are going and fix the Sam. Little Jimmy's off to camp.
Save his people from the fate that lay before them. They're close.
writing some to help me friendly book. In all of Prussia, only one existed. And Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Because I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have died. And the lizards, they have died. Ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon. We saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had drunk. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there, and I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards, and the lizards, they have.
Thank you.
Here we go now. This next is subtitled Sink a Boulder in the Water. Here it goes now.
Sink a boulder in the water. River tied down to a tree. River stuck in a game of lipstick. Working five different rivers. A river was tied across a needle with a broom. Deep deep in a hotel tunnel. River tied down to a tree. Sip, sip. Out to the man with a lipstick. Don't you mutter to a farmer in a truck. Take a peek at the cheetah. A cheetah on the prowl. In a cage, sink a boulder in the water. Tie cable to a tree. Flesh of flesh farm led silver thunder in a circle. Down the pipes. Faggot. Taggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, faggot. Taggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, faggot. Taggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, faggot. Taggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Picked up a jar, unscrewed the top, and watched it drop into the water. A little scoop of plaster mix, some coffee grounds and mud, and then she stirred it with a ladle that her grandmother had bought her. Threw in a pot of melted white, a forkwood and a loaf. Apple core, worms galore, a can of some corrosive. Coconuts and chloroform, some wicker and some cork. Toxic waste, a purple base, she hoped was not explosive. Reba dip a label for a taste of her creation. And she knew that what she made would be the finest in the nation. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Bang it, bang it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. They're amazing. They're the best band.
Chris.
Thank you.
Elevated brown and added up. Yeah.
Fairground near town, when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean. Until finally her feet began to lift, and she rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air with the earth far below them. They tumble and dive through the clouds.
northward till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who rob and pillage in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her rump. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. Along the chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last a peaceful moment, well, she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her eye, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.
I'm in a damn bad To John from Blues Traveler.
Hey.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Thank you very much.
And for Julie?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, I just want to remind everybody to come see Dread Zeppelin because they're unbelievable. It's like next week.
Dread Zeppelin.
Coming up real soon. Don't miss that show.
If you don't go see Dread Zeppelin,
Dread Zeppelin,
you don't know what you're missing.
An Elvis impersonator singing Led Zeppelin songs over the reggae beat. I mean,
it's amazing.
They're amazing, man. Don't miss it. And when you come, request the immigrant song, because it's not to be believed.
Suzette, 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 Suzette. That was a great party.